Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise ye the Lord. Yes, you now once again tune into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We are so excited to have once again on tonight Deacon Marvin Cox. He is filling in for Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shy, who is out of Conyers, Georgia. We understand that her father has now been placed in hospice, and so that we want to continue to lift her up in prayer, that God's will be done for his glory. So we are excited to know that Deacon Marvin Cox was very well and capable of delivering God's word. So he's on the line standing by now. He will share with us another inspirational poem, as he always does. Then he's going to go into God's word. So I pray that all those that have dialed in, those that have dialed in through social media platforms around the world on tonight, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's word together with none other than Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. We are asking all listeners to continue to lift each other up in prayer because we're all going through something. We all have challenges. We want to continue to pray and lift up Sister Betty Cox, Deacon Robert Cox's wife. Her sister made her transition on the other day, so we want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. My brother-in-law, Ken Jones, my twin sister's husband, Kenneth Jones, and the entire family, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons around the world, we want to continue to pray for them that the Lord will comfort and strengthen them as only he can. So now we're going to go into prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again on tonight as believers in Jesus' name, knowing and realizing that you are God all by yourself, and you are worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, and you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth that's in your hands. Now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us. Although we know we don't deserve it, we can't earn it, and we don't deserve it. So we just come saying thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, now we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you are the healer, so we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So we ask that you will move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus as only you can, that those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies will be healed, delivered, and set free. And once they are delivered and set free and healed in Jesus' name, they will stand up in holy boldness and be a witness and testify and let the world know that it's you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free for your glory in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. My brother-in-law, Ken Jones, his sister, Betty Cox, and that entire family, and the loss of their sister. And we pray, Lord, that she was saved, that it, because we know that if she's saved in Jesus' name, that she's not lost, because her soul will now spend eternity with you. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen that family, and not only that family, but all families that have lost loved ones all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement, that you will still be glorified and get the glory out of whatever they're going through in that situation. They will still look unto you and to the hills when we come up to their help, for all of our help. Not only them that are bereaved on tonight, but all of our help comes from you and you alone. So we give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. And that's as you will continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, and your presence, even as they grieve and go through their bereavement hour, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those people, and your word tells us that we should pray for the people of Jerusalem and Israel. So that's what we're doing on tonight. We're touching and agreeing that you will bless the people of Jerusalem and Israel, that you will be glorified through them as well in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name is our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your word through him on tonight, that they will hear your word, not only hear it, but they will receive it on tonight. They will open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and ask Jesus, your son, to come and share their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. You know, God, we pray for those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, that you will continue to move by your spirit, even behind prison bars, that you still get the glory. We continue to lift up all those and pray for all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform, whether they dial in by phone or whether they're listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless each one of them and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will continue to have your way. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight it comes to us saying, thank God our wounds will not stop our destiny. Now, that's powerful. That's something to think about. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. And I'm grateful for this spiritual food for thought, because it confirms that God is still in control. So even though no matter what we're going through, what we've been through, even what we're going to go through in the future, remember this spiritual food for thought. And you can always say, thank God our wounds will not stop our destiny. Praise the Lord. Well, I do want you all to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at alllowercasejames_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we bring forth Deacon Marvin Cox and our music break, I have an announcement to make. I know that a lot of you heard husband and wife team, Pastor Gerald and Carol Irving, a couple of weeks ago, and they brought the word. They delivered God's word. It was a powerful word, and they were not able to finish it, but they were scheduled to do part two of this message, part two of the message on this coming next Saturday, which would have been September the 3rd. But due to circumstances that they, as a husband and wife, they are, along with myself, we are in an upcoming gospel movie that has blessed us to be a partakers and playing different roles in an upcoming gospel movie that we are filming. So we are in the process of, we'll be doing some filming on that day, September the 3rd, which they were scheduled to bring part two of their message. So I have rescheduled them for September the 10th to bring forth that part two message. So please take note that they will not be bringing that part two on the 3rd of September. Again, God has blessed us to be a part of a movie that God is going to get the glory. So I just thank God for allowing us to be partakers of that. The message title that they brought will continue to pick up on is titled God's Power, God's Blessing, God's People. And that's Pastor Gerald and Carol Irving. Again, they will bring that message on Saturday, September the 3rd. Saturday, September the 10th, not September the 3rd. So please mark your calendars for that. So we get ready to go to our music break. We're going to come back. Following this music break, we're going to yield this mic to none other than Deacon Robin Cox. Once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along as we get ready to go through God's word on tonight. I know that we're going to be blessed as we always are blessed by God's word. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh, with God. Hallelujah. My soul says yes.
Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless them.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again on tonight. It is so good to know that once we're saved in Jesus' name, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And his word lets us know that he is a promise keeper. He said, once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. Isn't that good news on tonight? Well, I'm so glad I had a chance to pull up my schedule for this upcoming movie that God has blessed me to be a part of, this gospel movie. I'm looking at my schedule right now, so I want to make this announcement also. This coming Saturday, we will not be doing a show, a broadcast this coming Saturday night, because we will be doing some different filming of some different scenes for this upcoming movie on this coming Saturday as well. So we should be finished with the entire scenes as far as filming by the middle of September. And so that's why I'm making some adjustments now, and I'm letting you all know in advance the days that we will not be broadcasting, because we are trying to finish up filming for this upcoming gospel movie that God has blessed me and some of my guests to be a part of. And it's going to be taking place. Once it's finished, the day, the premiere for this movie will be, I'm letting you know, all know right now and in advance, it will be on, it's going to be premiered at the Dearborn Performing Arts Center on November the 5th. So as we get closer to that date, I will be giving you all more information for that. So for this opportunity, I am so grateful that God has opened this door for me and others that share God's word over this platform to be partakers in, of this upcoming gospel movie. And we are praying that it goes worldwide, that God gets the glory. So right now, we have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who's ready and as well able and ready to bring forth another word from the Lord. So I pray that you have the Bibles, your pens and paper ready. And we want to pray for his wife who's by his side now as he get ready to deliver this word on tonight. Continue to keep them in prayer. Again, as I first stated earlier, because some more people are dialed in and they're not hearing my announcement that Sister Betty Cox, Deacon Marvin Cox's wife, and also my brother-in-law, my twin sister's husband, Ken Jones, they lost one of their sisters. She made a transition this week, so we want to keep them in prayer. So right now, Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
I thank all the listeners. I thank everyone that has made this show a success. As I always say, it's an awesome responsibility to be able to stand before God's people and bring forth his word. Now, have a selected poem that the Lord gave me to give to you. And it's called If. I-F, If. If you cut off a branch, a tree can still grow. If a river freezes over beneath the ice, it will still flow. If you steal my joy, I will continue to hope. Upon the most impossible of odds, we learn how to cope. If you can take away my sight, I can feel my way through. But if you withdraw your love from me, oh, what would I do? If the problems of this world cause me heartache and sorrow, today is almost gone. I can still look forward to tomorrow. If through my activities I come up short or I fail, Lord, with you on my side, I know I will prevail. If death comes knocking on my door, oh, what would I do? I can be born again if I believe and trust in you. Amen. And now we immediately go into tonight's lesson. It's a good lesson. I'll be reading to you from Ecclesiastics, the ninth chapter, the 11th verse, and it reads, "And I return and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to all." And I'm also going to read to you later on in the broadcast. I'll read to you. I can do it right now. 2 Timothy, the 7th and the 8th verse. It says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." I've just read it to you from the book of Ecclesiastics, out of the King James Version of the Bible, chapter 11, verse. And then I immediately went over to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 7th and the 8th verse, out of New International Version of the Bible. Now, I have an encouraging word for God's people tonight, and is dealing with, and the message is, "Oh, may the Lord add a blessing to reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will. May he edify our souls forever." Amen.
Amen.
Now, the message for tonight is, they'll say it's an urgent request. And, you know, maybe it's coincidence that it's Ecclesiastics, the 9th chapter, the 11th verse. So that we say, in this world, that 911 is an emergency call. And it's an urgent plea that's going out for each and every last one of us to get back in the race. And both of these said verses are dealing with racing, is dealing with endurance, is dealing with the different calamities that we face in life. And we know that a race has three parts. It has a start, it has a destination, because you're going from point A to point B and you want to get there as swiftly as possible. And it also has a finish line. So it's time for us to get back in the race. Why do we need to get back in the race? Why? Is because some of us feel that we're going to fail so far behind. And when you fall behind, the first thing that we do is we want to give up. But this is encouraging each and every last one of us not to give up, not to throw in the towel, not to give in to whatever your situation might be. Why? Because we've got to get back in this race. We have to be like Paul. We have to fight the good fight. And we know that a race has also other things. You must, first of all, you must train your mind, your body, and your spirit. For without the proper training, it's easy to become frustrated in life. It's easy to become frustrated with a situation and not feel that you're able to complete the course. See, Paul said he fought the good fight. He ran a good race. He finished his course. Now I'm going to throw that back at you. Now, as I say, it's a lot of us that have fell behind in a lot of things. If we look at our life now compared to 10 years ago, we know that we have health issues. We know that there are some things that every day that is trying to overtake us. In all of our life, we've been either running from something or we've been running to something. we've been chasing after something, or something has been chasing after us. So whatever it is, that elusive thing that we so desire, it's time to get back in the race. It's time to go back to square one. It's time to go back when things were running well with us. And so as we continue to embark upon this race, I know that we are mentally prepared. And then once we get mentally prepared, we have to go through the physicality of preparing ourselves. Now, the spiritual part is when unseen things come and we just don't know how to handle it. So when we don't know how to handle the situation, what do? We turn it over to the Lord. And we know that the Lord, he will help us. We know that we either run for the good or we run for the bad. And there's so many things in life that we chase after. We chase after things that they give us temporary benefit. Now, the hustlers would say, I'm on a paper chase. Now, if you listen to somebody and they don't really want you to know where they're going, what would they tell you? I'm about to make a run. With an undetermined destination to you, but to them, they know where it is that they're going. So get back in the race. Go back to how it used to be. You might say, I can't do it because I got health issues. Now, Paul, he dispels that. He says that it isn't given to the swift. So you don't have to be fast to run this race. Nor to the strong. You don't have to be mighty to run this race. Why? Because it's an individual thing. You have to go and travel this race at your own pace. Because if you look at what others are doing, it's easy for you to get discouraged. It's easy for you to say, I can't win because that joker is too fast. Now, if you notice, when you run, most of the time, you're running for something. So what are you running for? You're running to represent something. If you look at the Olympics, you know that the runners there, they have the colors of their country, and they represent their country, and they represent the millions of people, and there's so much pressure on them to win. But see, this is a winnable race. You don't have to come in first place. You just have to be like Paul and finish your course. You have to let yourself know that I don't care what come what may, I'm going to stay in this race. I'm going to get back in this race if you fell out the race, because it's easy to continue once you stop, because your mind will play tricks on you. Your body definitely is going to betray you. So now will be an excellent time to get back into the race. Now, as we go through the scriptures, we know that we have to run with endurance. We know that we have to run in such a way that we elude those things that is trying to chase us. But see, it shouldn't be too many things chasing us, because if you think about the scriptures and what the scriptures say, it says that if you resist, and I never thought about it until I get to study in this lesson, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. Just think about it. You have chased the devil away from you, but there are some things that is behind you that will try to overtake you and pull you back and take you off your course. See, each race has a course, a set predetermined course that you must run. And getting back to those Olympic runners, you have those that sprint, and they take off so fast, but then those sprinters, they only built for a short distance. But see, life as we all know it, it's not a sprint, but it's what? It's a marathon. And see, in the marathon, a marathon is made for what? What's a marathon made for? It's made for endurance. It's made for longevity. It's made so that your body will take a pounding, that your body will resist, your body will try to betray you. But we cannot allow that to happen. Now, I'm going to bring forth a few scriptures that may assist us in the thought that I'm trying to get across today. Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? So when you're running this race, there's a lot of things. If you look at the Boston Marathon, there are a lot of people on the side of the road. They offer encouragement. Some are cheering for you, and some are cheering against you. But it says, but what are these? These distractions. If you notice, out on the open highway, you see advertisements on the side of the road that says hotel, hospital, lodging. See the point. All of these things to inform you of what's ahead. But on the open highway, you don't see nothing but the scenery. So you got your destination in mind, but you know that it's going to take you a little while to get to where you're going. Now we're going to move over, okay, to Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 31st verse. It says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. See, sometimes you have to train yourself. You know how sometimes we say, I am tired of being tired. And see, wow. when you're running, sometimes, you know, your focus is on getting to that finish line or to elude something that may cause you problems or to just be one step ahead of it. So Isaiah is telling us that it says the Lord will renew your strength. So each and every last one of us have some situations going on in our life where we feel that we're not able to handle that situation. But Isaiah tells us that we need the Lord to renew our strength. You know how you could work all day long in the summertime up under the hot sun, and it seems like that ice cold glass of lemonade just give you new strength to continue. Now the Lord is just like one of those ice cold glasses of lemonade. He replenishes that strength that was depleted during the course of your day, of the sweltering day. Same thing in life. Sometimes we get ran down. We don't really know what it is that is putting that type of drain on us. But Isaiah lets us know that the Lord will renew your strength.
Oh, yes.
Brother James, the first chapter, the 12th verse says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So hang on in there. I have to admit, a lot of us have gotten off track from how we used to be. And, you know, maybe those days will never return. But blessed is the one who perseveres and see under trial. So whatever dilemma you might be going through, it's just a trial. So hang in there. Because once we let other things try to control us, then it puts us in that position where we submit ourselves to it. Now, digressing here momentarily, if we look at how what Paul was telling us is that the race is given to the swift, nor to the strong. Now, little David was not swift, nor was he strong, but he was able to take Goliath out. Why? Because he had been practicing with that sling. And I'm telling you, if you persevere you can take down giants. It says a lot of giants in our life, a lot of giants. We got the giants of gambling, and it's a bully. We'll call that first. Those few little dollars that we spend don't mean nothing. But then I want you to think about this. Now, all of our pleasures, they start off by, you know, well, I only do this on the weekend. I only do that on the weekend. But then sooner or later, it tells us, you need me every day. What's the matter for you? So I'm just saying some things that's, and this is life. I mean, I'm not putting nobody down, but this is life. Sometimes the things that our greatest pleasures are the things that seem to have a tendency of overtaking us. So keep on getting back in that race. Fight that good fight. Continue to do whatever it is that you have to do so that you'll be able to stand. All right, now we're going, okay, Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, said, go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider, search through her squares. If you find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive the city. See, sometimes, whether we know it or not, we have to run for somebody else. We have
That's
to run.
Right.
You know, we have to take flight to protect somebody else. So sometimes our race is not for ourselves. It's to protect a loved one. It's to do and benefit somebody that we care about. So sometimes, you know, you see somebody running. And, you know, we probably have in our life have seen people run and say, what you running for? Hey, man, so-and-so's house is on fire. So when so-and-so's house is on fire, what we do, we immediately run to try to get assistance to that individual. So we have to run that race, and we have to fight that fight because we have to get back in the race. Let's say sometimes it's not easy. It's not easy. So I'm just encouraging you. I'm not telling you. I'm not demanding. I'm not putting no unnecessary demand on you. But just stay in the race. Get back in the race. Because all of us knew at one time what prosperity was all about. Some of us still crave that prosperity. Some of us are reliving the past, but those days are far spent. I'm just encouraging you, my brothers and my sisters, it's not easy because once we get adjusted to how things are, we forget about how they used to be. It's just a distant memory. We say, I got to live in the now. But there's more to it than just that. We have to continue to get back in that race, to stay on course. As I say, sometimes the race, it has a predetermined course. And we say to ourselves, my life is no more than what? An obstacle course. But the Lord will help you navigate your way through that if you let
him. That's right.
You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm just giving you a strong recommendation. It said in Jeremiah 5:1, it said, if you can find out one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. As I say, sometimes we have to stand in the gap for somebody else. Sometimes we have to put all those selfish ways aside. Now, this is one that I like right here. Jeremiah 12:5, it says, if you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how would you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? See, Jeremiah was telling the people that men will wear you out. You have to train. See, and sometimes trying to keep up with the Joneses will wear you out. And it's just giving us that particular scenario that, hey, you're not prepared for this. If you stumble in safe country where nothing is around you, nothing is a danger to you, how will you manage in the thickets? How could you hide yourself in the weeds if you can't even walk down the street without stumbling? We have to train ourselves. As I say, it's three things. It's a starting point, and it's a destination, and it's a finish line. We just have to have a made-up mind in order to do these things, because there's some things out there that's got a grab and got a hold on us that we just can't seem to shake loose. I myself was one. You know, you might hear Deacon Cox, you know, he bringing forth a good message, but you better believe that Deacon Cox is struggling with something.
That's right.
You know, Deacon Cox, you know, hey, you know, he might say like that, you know, that guy got it together, but I guarantee you, every day, and I'm not talking about diseases, I'm talking about bad habits, I'm talking about family matters, I'm talking about all those things that don't seem, you know, from all of those things. So in order for us to compete in this race and to be ready, that training comes a lot in handy. So if you race with men, so don't try to keep up with what somebody else is doing. Why? Because I think it was the Temptations back in the 60s, we were talking about the Joneses. You better leave those Joneses alone. Say, keeping up with the Joneses will make your life a mess. Bill collectors and tranquilizers will keep you deeper in debt. You better leave those Joneses alone. So we look at this, and what God has for them is for them. What he has for you is for you. But the most important thing is to stay. Keep your movement going. Don't slow down your momentum. You might say, well, I've been strayed away from the things that I used to do. Over there in Malachi, the third chapter, the Lord says, return to me, and what will I do? I will return to you. So he also said, I got something against you. Why? Because you left your first love. So whatever that love is, It should be the Lord, but it was a time when peace and tranquility and prosperity was our best friend. Looked like we couldn't even turn the corner without running into a stack of money. Looked like we couldn't do this without being blessed. Looked like everything was almost like King Midas. Everything our hands touched, it turned to gold. But then later on, it turned to sand. It turns into dust. Because we're disobedient? No. Why? Because we felt that we didn't have to get back in the race. We felt that our race was completed. Now I want to give you another example. If you think about the tortoise and the hare, that tortoise, he knew that he couldn't win against that hare because he was too fast. He could run faster backwards than that turtle could do forward. There's a lot of people that could do that. They could run back faster backwards than you can forward. But then what did that turtle do? He persevered. He hung in there. He didn't allow nothing to deter him from what it was that he had to do. Because, see, if he had to judge his thoughts and his training on what he thought this other guy could do, he never would have competed. So take your focus off of what other people are doing, because every listener tonight that I'm talking to is a world beater. Every listener that I'm talking to got all the potential in the world to be, I'm going to say, greater, because all of you are great. All of you have overcome obstacles along the course of your life that and made a lesser man or lesser woman just throw in the towel. So I know that we got some race runners here tonight. I know that there's a lot of us who have had their surgeries, who have had death in their family, who have been rejected, who have been downcast, who have been out there searching and looking for love in all the wrong places. But Isaiah tells us about the Lord. He said that he was a man of sorrow, and he was acquainted with grief. Now, each and every last one of us have been people of sorrow, and we all, because of the pandemic, because of losing loved ones, we all lately, over the past few years, have been acquainted with grief because of something. We grieve over things that mean a lot to us, that is near and dear to us. But the most important thing is to get back in the race, to stay on course. Now, Matthew 24 and 13 says, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. So right now, now is not the time to waver. Now is not the time to say, I'd have made it three quarters of the way. Now it's a song in the church say, hey, I'm running, trying to get make 100, because 99 and a half won't do. But sometimes we look at this task that we call life, and all of us have been down Heartbreak Lane. All of us have been down Addiction Boulevard. All of us have been lived on Frustration Avenue. So this is nothing new to us, but it's time. Whatever your situation is, and you know what it is that you have to do, I'm not calling out nobody on nothing, but it's time to get back in the race. It's time to make a few modifications. I know some of us have recently, you know, had hip surgery, had strokes, heart attacks, and so forth and on. But see, it's not about the physical. If we look at the physical, some of us will never even attempt to get up and run. But see, your mind is free. Every night, see, I have a disease, but every night I run and frolic with my wife in my dreams in the field of ambrosia. So we're not restricted by a limited body. And I want each and every last one of you to know that, that your body do not restrict you from running. It do not restrict you from competing. It does not restrict you from getting back in the race. So if I were you, as I say, it's just a strong recommendation, because a lot of people, we don't like to be told what it is that we have to do. But as I say, I'm respectfully requesting. It said, I run, Psalms 119:32 tells us that it's, I run in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding. So just basically saying, stay on the right road. We may have ventured off, went to the side of the road and picked wild flowers, but there is hope. Whatever your situation is, there is hope. Get back in the race. Now, when it comes too far, you know, a few months ago, you know, about 2 months ago, my wife, you know, she had a devastating illness. But soon as she got home, she said, baby, I'm going to run again. I'm going to walk again. So she's in the process now of getting back in the race. So it's just a mindset. It's just a mindset that we have to have in order for us to do what needs to be done. So if I were you, it's not hard. But then again, it's hard, because we have to have perseverance, character and hope. And see, these are things that we have to work with. All right, Corinthians, now see, this is discouraged. Some people say, do you not know that in the race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize, but in such a way as to get the prize. Run in such a way. So whatever your prize is, because if you, now I want you to think about this. If you're running an individual race, that means that you will get an individual prize. But if you're running, competing against somebody else, then if you come in second, you're going to be dissatisfied. But if you're running for yourself, you're running for the Lord, then you're going to always come in first place.
All right now.
So we have to look at these things. We have to be aware of these things. We have to be cognizant of these things. Why? Because they will prevent us. As I say, if you look at how somebody else is doing, and we are good people, we always compare ourselves to other people, say, I can't do that. Shoot, Brother Brown, he got a Cadillac. But I can't get no Cadillac. You know, I got Gross Point taste, but I'm on a ghetto budget. So we got to quit comparing ourselves and say, therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. So it's time for us to modify our way of thinking, because if you look at it, comparing ourselves to others has got many of us in trouble. Well, I want to be the biggest dope dealer in the city. But where did it end me up at? In the graveyard. Just be what the Lord intended for you to be, and everything is going to be all right. So,
amen.
My brothers and my sisters, it's time to get back in the race. In 2 Samuel 18:23 says, he said, come, what may, I want to run. So Joab said, run. So Amahaz ran by the way of the plain and outran. See, it's something else when you outrun something. So, well, you know it's not. Whatever troubles you have right now, you can outrun those troubles. Whatever dilemma you have in your life, you can outrun that dilemma. But you can't do it by yourself. You need the Lord's help. So my first and my last response to you this evening is to get back in the race. I can't tell you how. But if you ask the Lord, he can tell you how and exactly what to do. So I'm going to turn you over to Brother Brown, and I thank you for the pleasure of your time. And may God bless you, and may he ever keep you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Deacon Marvin Cox, for that powerful word on tonight. I was blessed by that word, and I know that others that have listened to this word on tonight and received this word was blessed as well. So we thank you for being obedient and delivering what God has given to you to give to his people on tonight. Because as I always say, God knew who was going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I was really, truly blessed by this word on tonight. So right now I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for those that have dialed in on tonight. We want to give you an opportunity. If you have a question for Deacon Marvin Cox pertaining to tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so as well. But before I do that, I want to remind the listeners that have dialed in on tonight and those that are listening around the world through social media platforms on tonight, I want to remind you all that we will not be doing a broadcast on this coming Saturday. We will not be doing a broadcast this coming Saturday night or next Saturday night, because God has blessed me and some of my guests that normally be on this platform. He has blessed us to partake in a gospel movie, and we're doing the filming of some of the different scenes this weekend and next weekend. So next Saturday and this coming Saturday, we will not be doing a broadcast, but we will be back on the air this coming next Thursday night, the 1st of September. We will be back on the air. So right now the phone lines are open for anyone that want to give Deacon Robert Christ words and encouragement, or if you have a question for pertaining to tonight's message, the phone lines are open now.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Brother Cox. Thank you, Brother Cox, for that wonderful message tonight and for encouraging us not to give up the fight, because we all need it. And I was thinking about, we got to be like that little train that says, yes, I can, so that we can finish strong But everybody, we all got to run our own race, but we want to finish strong.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen, Sister Gwen. Anyone else?
Yes, I'd like to thank God for the word. It was really food for my soul. And I'm asking y'all to continue to pray for me. I really need prayer. My name is Essie Tutt, and I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. So y'all pray for me, and I'll keep praying for y'all. Thank you for the word.
Amen. Amen. Essie Tutt, we will definitely be praying for you, as we always do. Anyone else? Anyone else before we go out off the air for tonight? I want to, but before we go off the air on tonight, I want to personally thank all those of you that purchased tickets or donated towards the gospel lip sync that we had on concert that we had on last weekend. We thank God for you, and I want to say I really appreciate each one of you that have given up your donations to be a blessing to government upcoming movie that we are, God has blessed me to be a part of, and me and some of the others. Hold on just one second. Hold on just one second. I got a new phone. Hold on just one second. Hold on just one second. Okay, I think I got that one. Okay. Anyway, as I was saying, I thank God for everyone that has purchased a ticket or donated monies toward the gospel lip sync that we did on last weekend. There's going to be a fundraiser for the movie that God has blessed me and some of my guests, Pastor Gerald and Pastor Carol Irving, to be in, and other my special guest that was going to be on this coming Saturday night, Nisha Lee. I'm going to reschedule her because she's also in this gospel movie as well. And so we thank God for each one of you that purchased tickets that are being a blessing to us, that God is going to be glorified. God is going to be glorified through this upcoming movie. People are going to be saved because of it. I'm not bragging. I just thank God for opening the door and giving me an opportunity to be a part of it, that God is going to be glorified through it. Those that come view the movie are going to be blessed and inspired. People are going to get saved because of this movie. Those some of the people that have walked away from the Lord for whatever reasons are going to come back to God because of this movie. It's going to be a blessing. And so I just thank God for opening the door for me to be a part of it. And I don't take it lightly or take it for granted. So I just want to thank each one of you that God knows who you are. I don't have to call no names. God knows who you are, and he looks at our hearts. So I thank each one of you. Even if you didn't donate anything, if you just say a prayer for us, that it would be successful and that this movie will be shown around the world, because we have some gospel people that have over in gospel movies are already asking for this movie once it's released. We are already asking for it so they can share it with others. So we thank God for what he's doing through this upcoming movie. And I will be updating you all more about the premiere, when it's going to be taking place again on November the 5th in Dearborn at the Dearborn Performing Arts Center in Michigan. So we're going to close out for tonight. I thank each and every last one of you for dialing in on tonight. And we know that God is a promise keeper. So we are going to continue to encourage one another in God's word. We want to continue to pray for one another, continue to lift each other up in God's word and in prayer. Each time of God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are, your people, your children. We are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. Even for those that have lost loved ones, comfort and strengthen them as only you can, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they go through the hour of bereavement. And let them remember to always look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Even as they grieve, their help is still coming from you. And so no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, we look to you because you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his finished work on the cross. Because he rose from the grave, we will rise too. Those that have confessed him with our mouth, we thank you that we already have the total victory. It's already ours. The victory has already been won through Jesus Christ. and we are victorious in Jesus' name, even on tonight. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that you get the glory. We pray, Lord, that you continue to move by your spirit in each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers, that you get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, and as I always let you all remember and know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue. We will be back on the air Thursday, September the 1st. Mark your calendars, because we will not be on this coming Saturday or the first Saturday in September. We will be back on Thursday, September the 1st. We will be back on the air that night. So mark your calendars. I look forward to being with you all at that time once again. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.